You're listening to the Upper Hand Fantasy Podcast. Now, here's your host, Faraz Siddiqui and Zach Rizzuto.
Let's move on to waivers. I think, you know, we have to start with the Chiefs running backs because we found out yesterday that Isaiah Pacheco will miss 6 to 8 weeks, maybe longer, with a fractured fibula. I'm probably favoring these Chiefs running backs more than any other waiver wire pickup this week, especially if you need a running back. But it's a tricky situation, right? This backfield is going from a workhorse situation to a timeshare, and it could be an annoying one, right? This is not a straightforward situation at all. Carson Steele, like, he can score 2 goal line touchdowns this week. And then next week, Samaje Perine, he catches like 5 balls for 57 yards in a touchdown. And, you know, he, and then he was the better play that week, right? But role-wise, I think Steele will probably get most of the carries, even though he did fumble last week. It's worth noting that Andy Reid doesn't usually punish players for that right away. He gives them a chance to learn from it. So I wouldn't ding him for that when I'm trying to make a decision between these two guys. He's going to get the first crack at the early down work. But I do think Perine will mix in on the ground, and he will be their primary pass and down back. And I think he's going to run the most routes in the coming weeks once he gets acclimated to the playbook. You know, that's a big part of it as well. We saw the Jerick McKinnon role flourish in Kansas City, and, you know, Samaje Perine, he's a big back, so it doesn't seem like apples to apples, but Perine is a pass and down back. He was one of the most efficient pass catching running backs last season, and I can see why Andy Reid wanted him on this team. If I'm looking for a short-term add and just need a running back play this week, I'm probably going with Carson Steele, right? He'll also likely have the first crack, so if he performs, it'll be hard to take the job away from him, right? Now, if he doesn't perform, that's another thing. It is worth noting that in terms of yards after contact per attempt, missed tackles forced per attempt in college, he was up there, you know, among the high volume backs. So there is some precedence of him being good. But long term, once Perine gets involved, I can see him being the guy that you want, you know, especially in PPR leagues. Assuming the Chiefs end up being a more pass-first team. I think one of the reasons why they were willing to run the ball so much is because they had someone like Isaiah Pacheco. But now that they don't, I can see them wanting to put the ball more in Patrick Mahomes' hands, which means that, you know, Perine can see more of the money touches, right? And as we know, one target is 2.5 times more valuable than a carry in PPR. So overall, this is a very tough situation to navigate. What are your thoughts?
Incredibly. Going from Isaiah Pacheco being the guy, and that's what he was. He was getting the majority of the work. He was the workhorse. To these two running backs, potentially three, because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is coming back from IR eventually at some point. That's 4 weeks is the timetable at minimum. We'll see if he comes back. Not sure exactly what's going to happen with him, but that could also mix things up in the backfield as well. I'm with you on this one. We talked about this from pretty much minute one. As soon as Isaiah Pacheco went down, you and I were talking about it. Carson Steele or Samaje Perine. You're the Samaje Perine guy. I was more Carson Steele. I was looking for Carson Steele. He's going to have that goal line role. He's going to have the short down distance role. And like you mentioned, the first crack. I do think that the Chiefs like him. He made the roster as an undrafted free agent. There's no reason he didn't. They didn't bring him onto the roster to not play him. And now we're in a situation where he's going to have to be played. I don't think this backfield is going to be dominated either way by him or Samaje Perine. Like you mentioned, in PPR, in terms of receiving work, it's going to be Samaje Perine probably being the more productive guy, at least the more consistently productive guy, versus Carson Steele, who's going for touchdowns. You're pretty much shooting for touchdown upside at this point with Carson Steele, and that's okay because this is still going to be a good offense. It's going to be a pass-first offense now, especially with Isaiah Pacheco out. But it is worth mentioning, like you said, Samaje Perine, he was pretty productive in relief of Joe Mixon 2 years ago. If you remember that 3-game stretch where he had 3 touchdowns, he caught it was probably like 18 or 20 passes, I think it was. And he had 3 straight top 15 weeks. Like, you can't really ask for more than that. There is precedent also for Samaje Perine being that kind of guy. Whether he gets that workload again, it remains to be seen. I do think this we're looking more at a committee, like you mentioned, but he could have more consistently productive weeks. And then you'll see, if you're looking at a graph, Samaje Perine's production is probably going to be more of the straight line at the 10-12 point mark, and then Carson Steele will be up and down all over the place. He'll have 18 points 1 week, and then another week he'll have 4, because it's either going to be empty calories or high touchdowns, and it's not going to really be super predictable, especially with the number of weapons that they have in the receiving game.
Yeah. So good luck, guys. Good luck. okay, listen. If I need, again, I'm going to reiterate, if I need a running back to play this week, right? I'm going to play Carson Steele.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he's been here longer than P. Ryan, even though he just got here as an undrafted free agent. P. Ryan's still learning the playbook. And if they want to establish any sort of run, I think he's going to be the guy that they try to do it with. All right. And, you know, they're going up against the Falcons this week. So, you know, it's a decent chance that they end up, you know, just running the ball a little bit. You know, do the Chiefs need to score like a million points in the Falcons to win? I don't think so. The Chiefs have a good defense too. So it's not super necessary. So I'll go Carson Steele here if I'm going this particular week. Long term, I think P. Ryan ends up having more upside. Why? Because I think he can get some early down work, he can get some receiving work, and he can get used in the red zone, not necessarily at the goal line, carry-wise, but we've seen what McKinnon has done in the red zone, and a lot of those plays can go towards P. Ryan.